So, a year and a half investigation from the House January 6th committee culminated in this.
The committee believes that more than sufficient evidence exists for a criminal referral of former President Trump for assisting or aiding and comforting those at the Capitol who engaged in a violent attack on the United States.
That's Democrat Jamie Raskin outlining the criminal charges the committee feels could be made against former President Trump, referring that finding to the Department of Justice. The panel also previewed its final report and referred a Trump lawyer and four Republican lawmakers to the House Ethics Committee. Historic moves. So let's bring in Princeton University historian Julian Zelizer. Hi, Julian.
Hi, it's nice to be with you.
Well, glad to have you. And this is the first time Congress has ever referred a former president for criminal prosecution. We keep saying that over and over. But these referrals carry no legal weight, don't force the Justice Department to act. The Justice Department has its own investigation ongoing. What does history tell us about what might happen here?
Well, I think the referrals are significant, and we should take a second to absorb that they happen, but more importantly, what the former president is being charged with. It will depend on two things. I mean, Congress historically, when hearings go well, like the Watergate hearings in 1973, is capable of moving politics in the direction of either holding leaders accountable or pushing for certain kinds of reforms. And they also have the potential to undermine, obviously, a party or, in the former president's case, a candidate. And we're going to have to see. It's unclear if 2022 is the same as 1973 and whether that kind of movement is possible anymore.
Well, but you mentioned, Watergate and Richard Nixon, and it was members of Nixon's own party who finally said enough is enough. So for those thinking, well, wait a minute, how can this be historic? What about Richard Nixon? What happened in that case?
Well, in that case, it took a while. Republicans were pretty loyal, but by July of 1974, a sufficient number of Republicans in the House and the Senate said enough. You had House Republicans ready to vote to impeach him, and a group of Senate Republicans visits the president, not a friendly visit, including Senator Barry Goldwater, and says if there's a vote in the Senate to convict you, you're going to lose. And this is a different Republican Party that we have today, and I'm dubious that you'd have anything like that. I mean, look at Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Payback for her taking a stand was for her to lose her seat.
Even though just about all of the people who spoke against Donald Trump, or at least said things that were not in his favor, were Republicans. But what did it mean to you as an historian to hear the charges having to do with insurrection, inciting, assisting, aiding, or comforting an insurrection?
It's mind-boggling. I'm not one who likes to use the term unprecedented as much as it's used, but this is worthy of using that term. It's, again, not just the criminal referrals, but this is a huge accusation with a lot of evidence that has accumulated that while he was a sitting president, he engaged in an effort to overturn the election that he lost. He knew what was happening. He knew that he lost. It was intentional. It was deliberate. And it lasted for a long time, culminating in horrendous acts of violence where he sat and watched TV, as we heard the committee say. So this ranks with Watergate, Iran-Contra, some of the biggest scandals, if it's not the worst of all.
Yeah, and so what do you think the consequences are for the party? Because as we heard, you know, four Republican lawmakers are also being referred to the House Ethics Committee. What are you thinking about the party?
Well, I still don't think it's going to have a huge effect. I think the way polarization works in our current times makes it very hard to shift voter opinion. It's hard to kind of undermine the stature of a party. But obviously, Republicans are going to think twice about do they want to invest everything in a second run for Donald Trump as opposed to moving to another candidate. And that would have long-term consequences if this ultimately hurts his run for 2024.
Or if the DOJ decides not to pursue charges.
Well, there's the accountability versus healing the nation debate we've been having since Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon. And we don't know what Garland is thinking. He's doing a serious investigation, but obviously moving forward with this and his own findings against not only a former president, but a candidate who's opposing the current president would be a very big step. But some Americans think If we don't hold Trump accountable for this, then when do we have accountability at all?
Historian Julian Zelizer, thanks.